All right, it's 17 past nine. Don't forget, Dennis will have all the politics from 9:30 or just after 9:30 this morning. Now, that cartoon by Bill Leake and the 18C business, and I loved whoever came up with the line. I think it was a writer to the letters to the editor.
Yes.
Came up with the line about Australia girt by 18C. Mm. That's about right. Racial Discrimination Act. The cartoon depicted a drunk Aboriginal man holding a can of VB, not knowing his son's name. The line went something like, "You'll have to sit down and talk to your son about personal responsibility." The father replies, "Yeah, right, then what's his name then?" Mm. That's caused quite a stir. Bill Leake and the Australian newspaper are being investigated for breach of Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act after the cartoon was published. And incidentally, we've also got to add in here too, the Racial Discrimination Commissioner virtually touted for complaints publicly, basically saying, if this has offended you, now tell me that's not bias.
Yeah, ask right in.
Yeah, that's not the role, of course, of those people. Matter of fact, there's no role for those people. They should be chucked out. Four-time Walkley Award-winning political commentator and cartoonist Larry Pickering. We're happy to say Larry is on the line for a chat. He knows a thing or two about cartoons. Are you there, Larry?
Yeah, I'm here, mate. Yeah.
G'day, Larry.
Listen, first of all, before we get into it, how are you feeling, mate?
Oh, I'm feeling a million bucks, Steve. I went out and got terribly drunk last night, and I'm just recovering, to tell you the truth. I went out with Zanetti.
I'm sure your doctor would tell you that's not the sort of thing you should be doing.
No, but, mate, I'm just feeling good. Just not believing any doctors, which I think is the best thing
The best thing to do.
That's good. Yeah. And good on you, and all the best, Larry.
Well done.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, mate.
Okay, now, Bill Leake, I was saying earlier that with some of the appendages you used to draw in your cartoons, if 18C had been around then, you'd still be in jail.
Yeah, that's true, mate. That's true. Look, I'm with you. I think it's a terrible thing, this 18C. I mean, and the way they operate it with their websites, you can just a couple of clicks and you just ruin someone's life, you know. I mean, poor Bill, I mean, he's a lovely bloke. He doesn't need that sort of nonsense. But just doing his job, I mean, what is he supposed to do? I mean, you know, we all know it's very important to realise that Aboriginal kids are not being well looked after, and you can't say that without sort of having some slight on their parents. And if you can't have a slight on their parents, then God, you know, can't anyone comment on something as important as that?
I think the thing, Larry, that bothers me these days, and it's a general comment, you know, just a generalisation of today, we've lost our sense of humour, but also people are so darn quick to take offence and see everything as some sort of bigotry or Islamophobia or homophobia or something. People just, they really need to cool down a bit, don't they?
Mate, it's lovely to hear someone in the media say that, you know, because, you know, usually when the media speak to me, it's to tear me to pieces for being insensitive. I think we, you know, Australia's had a tradition of criticism in that way, and you know, to inhibit Australians from doing that is pretty bloody serious. You know?
Yeah, well, both of us don't agree with it, and we believe that we can't find anything discriminatory about it at all, to be quite honest. I've been out there, and I've been with the Aboriginals, the way they live, and I've been up in a helicopter up into Cape York and things like that, and, you know, that is an example. Not all of Aboriginals are like that, but it is an example of the way they live up there.
Oh, look, it's definitely a problem, mate. I've lived with them too. I went around Australia in my chopper, and I remember pulling into what looked like a pub in the middle of nowhere somewhere, and I went in. I was just so thirsty and just killing, you know, dying for a beer, and I went in and ordered one, and the group of Aborigines in there, and they told me to get out. And I said, "Why?" And they said, and then the bloke who owned the pub said, "No, look, you've got to go down that little room down the end there, on the other end of the veranda, and where the white blokes could drink." And so, you know, there's discrimination everywhere, mate. You know, but it's not just from us; it's from everyone. I mean, and putting your head in a hole about it is not going to solve it. Yeah. You've really got to face it. You know, it's like Islam, really. You've really got to face it sooner or later and deal with it.
Mm. The thing that gets me most about this 18C business is that the feelings thing. If you hurt feelings. Now you're a cartoonist of long standing, Larry, and you're still doing cartoons online. I reckon you've hurt a few people's feelings in your time.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I have. I mean, you know, I've got sued a few times, and you know, that's part of the thing, you know. I mean, but you know, I didn't think Australians were known for having their feelings hurt, being hurt over feelings. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, we're tough, aren't we?
Now you run your Pickering Post blog, and I think from what I've seen, you probably get more people writing on your blog than any other single blog I've ever seen in Australia. That's for sure. You get so many people part of your little community, I guess. And it's, you know, there's good and bad and everything on board, and everybody has a go. What are you making of the Australia of today from what you're seeing through what you do online?
Well, I've switched off from the media. I think people use my site as just a source of news because they can click on any post they want. But a massive amount of people, obviously, it must have appeal. You know, I mean, you can't calculate it, but just the people that register, I think, are, you know, in the tens of thousands. So, and God knows what Facebook does. It's always between 200,000 and 1 million a week. So I don't know what, you know, you can't, I don't believe what the figures are. But all I know is when I had to go and get my lung taken out, I was in hospital for about a week and I couldn't post anything. And I came back and there were 24,000 posts.
I remember the last one I did. Yeah. And people were posting online, where the hell is Larry?
Well, that's right. I couldn't do anything. I was just, you know, I was just buggered in hospital. I couldn't do anything. But it showed me, you know, that I've just got to keep going because, you know, those people really like it. I think that they would miss it if they didn't have it. So. Right. It's complete unadulterated, you know, I mean,
it's not censored, put it that way.
No, well, put it this way, Larry, you haven't held back. And, you know, you've challenged people to, you know, if you don't agree with me, take me to court. Yeah. And you've given them all the all the instances they should take you to court for. How many responses have you had?
No, I haven't had any.
None
at all, mate. Yeah. None in hundreds of thousands. I haven't had any responses.
All right. Yep. May your good health continue.
Yep.
May you have many more nights on the booze.
Yep.
And good luck, and thanks for coming
on,
mate.
Good on you, Larry. Good on you. Thanks for the job you're doing. Thanks,
good to hear from you, mate.
No worries. Bye-bye. Bye. Larry Pickering and the Pickering Post, and it's raw. It's like the Wild West, the Pickering Post. But it gets more people making comments on his blog, I think, than any other.
Yep.
A matter of fact, I'll tell you how I got onto it. So I won't name the person, but a fairly left-wing person told me about it. And he said, I check it. And I said, well, why do you check it? He said, because I like to see sort of what the enemy are thinking.
A left-wing person would hate it.
Oh, absolutely. But they check it to see what's happening over there. And their comment to me was, mate, it gets more people on it than anywhere else. I said, what was it again? I'll write it down. And that's how I got onto it.
Yeah, it's all right. Good stuff.
26 past 9 on 2UE.